çıktı.
Now it's a steep, halfway steep slope.
29 to 30. I remembered it being 30. I thought.
It cost us quite a bit of money for the fill to get proper.
Is there a reason that you didn't come ask for a variance?
He's compliant.
He is compliant, but I think Corey's question is, he could have covered.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I got you. Yeah. The reverse question.
You just said, no, I want to be all the way back. I think I understand. You chose to be all the way back. Maybe didn't know that they're...
We're just following your rules.
Okay.
I'll tell you, for whatever it's worth, I have another lot that backs up the flat rock, but it's above. And we've already cleared it. We're going to build a 4,000 square foot home. And it's steep, and it'll be a speck. And if, in fact, you allow this, then I assume we can come in because we can save a whole lot of money on a speck. And that's all we really care about is saving money and selling it.
And it's in the same area? Or?
Yeah. It's above.
Okay.
Right down. But it's a beautiful area. Big homes. And I hate to start this. Even though I could save some money.
Now, you are aware your other neighbors aren't compliant, though, right?
No, they're close. They're pretty close. Yeah. See, this is a curve. This road kind of curves.
What is the one farthest down to the right? What does it measure? That one.
13.63. This one is at 13.63. These are all from the property line. This one's 20.6, and this one's 15.99.
So all three of those are not compliant, your neighbor's homes.
And what do they run from the curb?
I believe it's the next slide. 24.95, 25.98. Oh, that's his. Where did I have that?
Those two homes.
26.15, 33, and 26.5.
So right in at that 25 at the curve.
Thank you for your time. You want to come back up and have any comments to his comments? Or?
Well, I mean, I don't want anybody upset. You know, it just worked. Like, again, we could have did like everybody else and just went and did it, and we're trying to do it the right way. And, you know, I'm trying to keep it where we can stay consistent. And if I have to go back, then I'm sitting behind Bob and Lisa's house. So it's kind of...
So how did you arrive at the number that you're requesting right now? What was that?
I just used where the pins are, and then it takes us about 25 feet back. So at least if I have the variance that says 25 feet, I'm approved at 25. I can go 26 or 27 if I needed to,
Okay. You
know, to make it fit in there.
And you're talking from the curb.
From the curb,
not
correct.
From the property.
Correct. That way I can set it in there, but, you know, I need the variance from you to say, this is minimum that you have. Once you have that, then you can adjust it and turn it how you need to once you go out there and, you know, how's it going to fit in and So that's why.
Talk to your neighbor and make sure they like the arrangement too.
What's that?
Is that after you talk to your neighbor and make sure they like that arrangement too?
Well, you know,
maybe.
Yeah, you try to. I mean, you know, I'm trying to. It's, and then you've got to get through the board over there too, and you know they're with the, you know, and try to design the house to where it's, you know, it's not affecting him too. I don't want him to have to look at the side of my house that he doesn't like either. I mean, you know, I want to be a good neighbor to him, and I want him to be a good neighbor too. I don't, it's just it's being neighborly. So,
Scott, I have a question.
Okay.
How accurate is this? I mean, I know that these aren't perfect, but according to this, it looks like that retaining wall is on his lot.
It's not.
Well, no, because the pin. These lines float.
Right.
But what they don't seem to float is the distance from the curb. They seem to be floated a little bit to the north.
Okay, so even though the
pin is like right in here, right okay. In here from that picture. I can go back to that picture.
So that really is the distance from the road and the property line is probably fairly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then the neighbors. Yeah,
let me see. I know what you're asking. Let me see something here.
Water meter and all their stuff is over on their property line.
So actually not, Dave, because when I measured that pin,
uh-huh.
It was 24 feet. So
that line would actually go back another 4 feet.
Yeah, so actually his house would set 28 feet from the curb. Or 29, 24 feet. 25, 29 feet.
Can you
follow
show us
me?
What that looks like?
So if he gets a 5 foot variance, because that pin is 4 feet farther, because I did measure it.
Yeah, you've got 20.
He'll be about 9 feet from this line, because even that's off 4 feet. And then back to the curb is 29.1. Because that pin, I can show you in the picture, that pin sits between that electric. See it right here?
Yeah.
And that pin's right, you know how they pin them.
Yeah.
And here's our electric box, and here's our pin, here's our wall.
Right.
Now the lot that you're building to the right of that, whichever 66, is that 66 you're on now and 67's to the left?
66, 67, I believe.
So 67's the one that we have a conflict with the neighbor with the setback. How much can you push that variance that you're asking for? I think he's got a valid point, even though a lot of other homes in the neighborhood are non-compliant. I certainly have to identify with your concerns. Now, that road being skewed really does somewhat change things.
If I might add, the road probably isn't correct.
Oh, it obviously is.
The pins are correct.
Yeah.
And we went the 25 feet from the pins.
Right.
Yeah, we've got that. Thank you. So really, we do have to make two motions. Do we want to look at lot 67? I'm not sure which address that is. And
Could we get an answer from him, though, to Rick's question?
I mean, because if Bob and Lisa's, you know, you've got everything coming down the 25, 26 range, the houses, and then if I have to move mine back far, then now it's kind of the same deal. I mean,
But what he's asking, is there a compromise?
I mean, that's where I was trying to get to where I had a minimum so I have the ability to move back a little bit once I can put them on there.
Well, if you move 66 back some or leave it close.
66, I wouldn't want to move that. I would really not want to move that one back because it's got there's a ledge back there that if I can get to that ledge, that's another drop off if I don't have to get that wall on that.
Well, the highest, best use for that property is for someone to build a home on it.
Exactly.
It's not much for goats or cows or corn or beans.
No.
But it has to be a reasonable solution for all involved. This is a tougher decision for me personally than a lot of issues that come before the board.
I think part of the issue is the individual that's concerned of his view is the design of his home, where the door is at, is significantly back from, I don't know what that distance would be from the property line or the road.
But by us being forward, too, that actually helps him get more view of the lake. And I mean, there's views. You're going to have views.
Where
if I go back,
the lake is at the back.
The lake is in the back. Yeah.
But as far as what he's saying is, if he walks out the front door, he'd see the side of the house. Well, he built that portion of his home. Looks like it's significantly farther back.
So what's
that based on design, not really where the 25 from the.
And those,
that's right.
And those distances
so
are what, again?
I mean, that shouldn't penalize
the distances
what
from
we're
the
looking for on
the,
his second lot to some extent, or a compromise in between.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Well, if that property line's off 4 feet,
okay,
so 26.
And it's farther back to
so
the design at an angle.
It'd be more than that on the other side.
Yes, but the closest proximity of the home is 26.
That's the closest. This backside is quite a bit farther.
It goes way down.
How about like the edge of the driveway closest to his lot? What's the distance to the property line from the house?
I'm not understanding your question.
Like
from
where
here?
The car's at? Yeah, go to the house. The actual front of the house to the property line?
This way?
Yeah.
So again, 60 feet, but if our line's off 4 feet because of the measurement, or three, it's anywhere from 57 to 56 feet from the property line.
So even if you were following the setbacks, you'd still have 25 feet behind that.
Yeah.
Right. Even if he started it, if he had a 25-foot setback, you're still going to be looking at the side of the house.
Yep.
Regardless.
I agree with that.
If the house were flipped, you wouldn't be seeing it at all.
Yep.
But it's not.
Well, I know I'm familiar with that area, and that I wouldn't build a house on that hillside. It's insane. And what he's saying on 66.
It's a tough build.
If he did go back, you really couldn't logically build a good house there. So I can totally understand that hillside's a detriment on both of those lots.
Kevin, if I understood correctly, you'd said you're requesting the 5-foot setback, but that really that was a worst case scenario, that you have some flexibility in there.
Yeah, that when I go out to set the house on there, that I can turn it a little bit, or when you turn it, that I'm not over the line, and that overhang on the garage. If you have a 2-foot overhang, that would be considered 2 feet. So then your foundation would be another 2 feet. If I wanted to get the overhang, but that looks nice above a garage if I can do that. But if I have to get stuck where I got to do 2 feet, I got to take the overhang off. I'm just trying to do it the right way. Like I said, if we didn't do it, the variance, we could have done just like everybody else went in and did the 25 feet. Probably nobody would have known any different, but we're just, again, trying to do things right.
What's the width of that?
And then also, if we can keep it over a little bit, what I was trying to do was if I can kind of turn the house just a little bit, that will help it, I think, too, and give a little more distance between his house and ours. I was trying to get some distance,
That was my question. Do you have a plan in mind?
Yeah, I do, but I got to see kind of what happens. I mean, if it's going to get all expensive, then you got to look at your choices. Do you just sell the lot and just say done, or
what's the width
do you build
it? Looking at.
What do I have on that side? That's kind of a house that I have drawn on there right now.
That should be in your packet. That was what submitted as the drawing. I'd have to zoom into it.
you know, you start doing all that, you might as well go down to two-car garages and just start thinning that house down to small.